Welcome to Self-Acceptance Meditation. I'm Rose Cress. Let's begin this practice by finding a comfortable seat for meditation practice. That might mean sitting in a chair. It might mean lying down on the floor. Some of you may feel comfortable sitting on the floor. Wherever you find yourself, make sure that the body is comfortable and can maintain this position for 10, 15, 20 minutes, maybe more. Use whatever support that you need without any self-consciousness. That might mean sitting against a wall, using a pillow behind the back, a pillow under the head if you're lying down, something under the knees, a blanket over the body. The goal here is to make the body comfortable so that the body is not a distraction, pulling you away in its needs to find comfort. We're not here to punish the body by holding it in a position that doesn't work. We're here to practice accepting all parts of ourselves, including the body. If you find yourself listening to this meditation today, it means that you are ready to embrace who you are without any qualifications, conditions, or exceptions. Embodying self-acceptance means embracing the less desirable parts of ourselves, acknowledging their presence, embracing them, and loving them. All the while understanding that you are separate from your actions and qualities. You are so much more than your actions, your thoughts, feelings, likes, and dislikes. Self-acceptance comes from that place of connection with the so much more. Let's begin this practice of self-acceptance with observation. Start by observing the body's position. Notice the places where the body is making connection with the earth. Maybe it's through the feet, arms, back. All of those points of contact where the body is touching the earth. And at these points of contact, notice the way the earth is rising up to support the body. Then also the way that the body receives the support of the earth. Maybe even noticing that there are places in the body that are resistant to the support of the earth, those places of tension. Do nothing about those places, other than observe that this is happening right now. Begin to observe the breath. Notice the breath. The movement of the breath in and out of the body. Those places in the body where the breath seems really big, where there's a lot of movement of breath. Notice as well those places in the body where there is no breath. And because this is observation, this is not a time to fix or adjust the breath, or move the breath into some notion of what is perfect breathing. Instead, we observe the body in its breathing pattern, knowing that this is where the body is today. There's no need to push. As we start to bring the attention to the body, there are going to be parts that speak up. Parts that are talking a little bit louder. These are the parts of ourselves, that are clamoring for acceptance. There is no need right now to banish feelings or thoughts, memories of actions that you may have taken that you feel are mistakes. Allow them to be present in this space. All of these things make up who you are. And the who you are in this moment is here, engaged in this practice of observation. And now let's bring in compassion. Easier said than done, yes? One way we can bring in compassion is through a mudra, a hand gesture. If this doesn't work with the way your body position is, no big deal. You can take this later. We're going to use the hand gesture of Padma Mudra, which translates as Lotus Mudra. So we'll start with bringing the hands together in a prayer position, right at about the heart. From this position, begin to make space between the fingers. So you're spreading the fingers. Keep your thumbs touching, your pinky fingers touching, while you open the rest of the fingers away from each other, and even the palms of the hands are coming away from each other. And if you look down, the hands resemble the opening petals of a flower. This is Lotus Mudra. So we're going to hold this hand gesture. Now, if you're one of those people that has to do everything perfectly, notice what it feels like to give that up in this moment. And do the mudra as you're doing the mudra. And if you find yourself in a place of complete and utter distraction because you're so confused, let it go. Don't do the mudra. It's no big deal. You will have seen a picture of it on the page. And it's also in the Life Force Yoga logo. Simply holding this hand gesture is said to begin to develop compassion. But to this hand gesture, we're going to add a little bit of sound. And this is the sound of yum, that resonates with the heart center, resonates with the element of air, bringing a sense of movement, a sense of clarity to our practice. We're going to use this sound of yum, and we'll do it 3 times, nice and long. Taking a deep breath in. Yum. Yum. Again, inhaling. Yum. Perhaps feeling the sound resonating through the whole chest, heart, and rib cage as we take this sound one more time. One more big breath. Yum. And as the sound fades, we have a little more fertile ground for the seeds of compassion that we are about to plant. So begin to imagine compassion, some form of compassion. Maybe it's a feeling, what it feels like to have or receive compassion. Maybe there's an image that comes to mind, somebody, a being that embodies compassion. Maybe it's a memory of compassion. Or perhaps it's just simply the word compassion, repeated over and over and over again. Imagine this compassion as a seed, a ball of energy, right in the middle of this lotus mudra, right in the palms of the hands. And as you breathe with your hands in lotus mudra, this ball of compassion is being fed. Fed with feelings of kindness, welcoming, love, peacefulness, joyfulness, happiness. If you understand what those words mean, if you can define them, you've had an experience of them at some point in your life. Breathing here, this energy begins to expand, radiating out through the fingertips, radiating out to encompass the whole of your being in this moment. Let's take three more breaths with the hands in lotus mudra. When you finish your third breath, allow the hands to release. They can sit palms open on the thighs, or on the earth beside you if you're lying down. But continue to imagine yourself held in that energy of compassion. Observation with compassion is self-acceptance. There is no magic wand that can be waved that imparts the gift of self-acceptance. It is a practice like everything else. So if you feel that there is something that is standing in the way right now of self-acceptance, welcome it. Invite it in for tea. Rather than try to change it or fix it or explain it away, observe it. Observe that part with compassion, as though that part of yourself is a hurt child, a hurt loved one, that simply needs to be listened to without being fixed. Sometimes these wounded parts just want to be heard. So hear them. And in this hearing, when this part begins to become repetitive, going over its story again and again, this is where we invite in a breath. We imagine embracing this part of ourselves. Embrace this part of yourself with love, kindness, compassion. You might even say, "I'm sorry this happened to you. I see you, and I love you." Because remember, you are so much more than your actions, your thoughts, your feelings. And it's the more than part that offers compassion. So for these next few minutes, the minutes that go beyond our practice together, stay in connection with that place of more than. Yes, that connection may fade during your day, and that's okay. It's always there to be strengthened and reconnected with. Taking three deep breaths with this connection of being more than. This part of you that is the embodiment of compassion. And if you wish, you can continue to breathe in this place of connection, letting this recording end as you remain in your position. Or if you wish, begin to attune to the space around you. Starting to deepen your breath, starting to awaken the body, wiggling toes, ankles, knees, hips, wiggling fingers, wrists, elbows, shoulders, bringing yourself into an awake and alert position. And then placing one hand on the heart. And say thank you to yourself for showing up, for offering the gift of self-acceptance. And as you thank yourself, welcome my thanks and my gratitude for joining me as we walk this journey of self-acceptance together.